Chris Dave. I really like the way the saxophonist and the pianist are really just doing a great job of, I guess you could say, call and response. All right, we're looking at the medical treatments at the end of life. And I tell you, it's just a very, very interesting thing here. A growing share of Americans believe that individuals have a moral right to end their own lives. About 62% say that a person suffering a great deal of pain with no hope of improvement has a moral right to commit suicide. 62% say that, and that's up from 55% in 1990. A 56% majority also says this about those who have an incurable disease, up from 49% in 1990, while far fewer, 38%, believe there is a moral right to suicide when someone is ready to die because living has become a burden. The share saying this is up 11 percentage points from 27% in 1990. 32% of adults say a person has a moral right to suicide when he or she is an extremely heavy burden on his or her family. And that's about how many said that in 1990, 29%. A person has a moral right to suicide. I tell you, this is really dealing with ethics. And some of this is just hard to find any spiritual laws, spiritual principles, where it is just black and white. It's just plain, it's clear. This is the way you handle this. This is the way you handle that. This is the way you should think about this type of issue. That's the way you should think about that type of issue. It's not always that cut and dry. It's not always that clear. What do you think? The people have a right to commit suicide. They have a right to take their own lives, a moral right, if they're a heavy burden on their family members. No hope of improvement. How about when it comes to physician-assisted suicide? Where are we in 2013? A lot of you may remember Dr. Kevorkian, who didn't try to hide the fact that he was helping to end people's lives if they decided it was time for them to go. Well, the public remains closely divided on the issue of physician-assisted suicide. 47% approve, 49% disapprove of laws that would allow a physician to prescribe lethal doses of drugs that a terminally ill patient could use to commit suicide. And notice now, physician assisted. At this point, with this particular instance now, we're not talking about the physician actually taking the person's life. In this one, we're simply saying the physician would prescribe lethal doses of drugs that a terminally ill patient could use to commit suicide. You have a situation where the physician could bring about death by directly administering injections, drugs that are designed to bring life to his end. And the physician, him or himself or herself, is the one injecting. They're the ones putting the medication in the person's body, orally, intravenously, however they're doing it. But in this case, we're talking about the physician simply prescribing lethal doses of drugs, and then the patient takes the drugs, him or herself. Attitudes on physician-assisted suicide were roughly the same in 2005, when 46% approved, 45% disapproved. So catch those numbers. Right now, 47% approve, 49% disapprove of physician-assisted suicide. In 2005, 46% approved, 45% disapproved. So as far as the approval rating, there's a 1% difference. It was 47. It is currently 47%, up from 46% in 2005, 8 years ago. The disapproval has actually decreased quite a bit, more than the approval. The approval has gone, the approval has gone up from 46% to 47%. The disapproval has gone up from 45% to 49%. How about religion and end-of-life care? Personal preferences about end-of-life treatment are strongly related to religious affiliation as well as race and ethnicity. For example, most white mainline Protestants, 72%, while 65% of white Catholics and 62% of white evangelical Protestants say they would stop their medical treatment if they had an incurable disease and were suffering a great deal of pain. By contrast, most black Protestants, 61%, and 57% of Hispanic Catholics say they would tell their doctors to do everything possible to save their lives in the same circumstances. So notice the difference. 61% of black Protestants, 57% of Hispanic Catholics say they would tell their doctors to do everything possible to save their lives, while 72% of white mainline Protestants, 65% of white Catholics, and 62% of white evangelical Protestants would say stop the medical treatment. Religious groups differ strongly in their beliefs about the morality of suicide. About half of white evangelical Protestants and black Protestants reject the idea that a person has a moral right. And please notice now, they're not saying a moral obligation. They're saying they have a moral right. About half of white evangelical Protestants and black Protestants reject the idea that a person has a moral right to suicide in all four circumstances described in the survey. By comparison, the religiously unaffiliated white mainline Protestants and white Catholics are more likely to say there is a moral right to commit suicide in each of the four considerations, four situations considered. There's a similar pattern among religious groups when it comes to allowing physician-assisted suicide for the terminally ill. What do you think about that? Now, and I thought it was important that I make that distinction, because I know sometimes we can hear one thing and interpret something else. We can hear it one way and interpret it another way. And so I just want to be sure that we're all picking up on the fact that we're not at this point talking about moral obligation, what a person has to do, what a person should do. We're simply talking about what they can do, what we think, what these people say they can do, what they can be allowed to do, their moral right, not their moral obligation. So when it comes to morality of ending life by religion, kind of give you a breakdown, a more detailed breakdown, looking at the percentage of each group, each of the groups that I'm going to name, that says a person has a moral right to suicide when he or she, starting with this one, is in a great deal of pain and there's no hope of improvement. A little bit more of a breakdown. 62% of all adults say that the person has a moral right to suicide when they're in a great deal of pain and there's no hope of improvement. 85% of those who are not affiliated with any religion say a person has a moral right to suicide when they're in a great deal of pain and there's no hope of improvement. For that same category, a great deal of pain and no hope of improvement, 71% of white mainline Protestants say yes, the person has a moral right. 42% of evangelicals say, white evangelical Protestants say the person has a moral right. If the person has an incurable disease, 78% of those who are not affiliated with any religion say that the person has a moral right to suicide. 36% of white evangelical Protestants say the same. 34% of black Protestants say the same. These are just some of the key findings from the Pew Research Center's telephone survey, which was conducted on landlines and cell phones from March 21st to April 8th of 2013, among a nationally representative sample of 1,994 adults. What about preparing for end-of-life decisions? I know that that is not one of the most exciting things to look into, but hey, it really does help to prepare for end-of-life treatment. And check this out, though. The amount of thought given to end-of-life wishes by age. These are the percent who say that they have given their own wishes for medical treatment either a great deal of thought, some thought, or not very much thought or no thought. A great deal of thought is one option. Some thought is a second option. Third option is either not very much thought or no thought. Those who are age 18 to 49, 32% of them have given a great deal of thought to their own wishes for medical treatment. 34% have given it some thought. 33% have given it not very much thought or no thought. Those aged 50 to 64, 41% have given it a great deal of thought. Those aged 65 to 74, 48% have given it a great deal of thought. Their own wishes for medical treatment. And those 75 and older, 47%. They've given it a great deal of thought. Now, what about those who say that they have written down or talked with someone about their wishes? What is the percent of those who have actually written it down and or talked with someone about their wishes for end-of-life treatment? Those age 18 to 49, 26% have discussed it with someone or written it down. Those 50 to 64, 38%. 65 to 74, 61%. 75 and older, 58%. Did you notice that the group most actively involved with these two situations, the amount of thought given to end-of-life wishes and the preparation for end-of-life treatment, actually writing it down, discussing it with someone, the group most involved is the age group 65 to 74. And the second most involved group, 75 and older. And as you can imagine, the group least involved, 18 to 49. I'll be right back.